ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And today is going to be a good show. They're going to talk about the Kardashians and their 10-year celebration of their life and how our life has mirrored the Kardashians. And they're going to talk about the rapture that didn't happen on 9/23. And they're going to give you a couple of movie reviews about Baywatch and The Kingsman. I'm Starman Norman, and I'm still standing even after all these years.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Ah! Hi, Julie.
Want to say right now a shout out to Norman, Starman Norman, for really, really, really doing a great job.
He's such a good spokesperson for us.
I never know if he's stoned or drunk when he comes in here and does this. I never know.
And we never know what voice he's going to have either.
No.
Because sometimes he has that dry voice. And
he's never stoned or drunk.
No.
But and he talks normal the whole time.
And then all of a sudden, he just is like...
Goofy girl.
Yeah, he does.
Exactly. But thank you.
Or like he'll say, please write everything down you want me to say. We go, really, Norm?
Yeah.
You don't know after all this, like... Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. You need us to write that down?
Yes.
Please.
Please. Please do me a favor. But I'm appreciative of all of his hard work.
Oh, I do too.
You know, thank you.
Yes, we scream at him, get your ass in here.
I was talking to him the other day, and I was talking to him like, oh, you know, we're having just like the Kardashians, we're having a big mix-up coming, you know. Coming soon in January, because you know Dad's a trucker,
yes.
And their new technology is going to be put in place, and we're going to have electronic logs.
Electronic logs. For you people that don't understand trucking, this is big news.
It's really big news.
Really
which means
big
that
news.
You could be 10 minutes from your home base,
right?
And
10 minutes,
10
9 minutes.
Minutes. Yeah, and then
and
you could run out of hours,
and you got to
shut down.
You're shut down, and you got to shut down for 8 hours.
Yeah, and you're like, what? This is illogical. I was stuck in traffic. I wasn't even moving. You go, no, don't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter one bit.
Yeah.
This is what happened. You're shut down.
Yeah.
And so,
people don't get that. Like,
no.
Like, you know, you're just pulled over the side of the road. They go, hey, sir, could you just move, please?
Yeah.
Can't.
No, can't. I'm shut down.
I'm shut down.
Well, why? Because my truck says I can't move.
Yeah.
And if I do, I'll get points taken away.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
I get fined.
Brother was telling a story.
Welcome to trucking.
Yeah, welcome to trucking. It makes no sense.
No.
I mean, I get it to have a...
It makes sense in the sense that when you're at the lowest rung of a totem pole, they can do anything they want to you.
But and we're on the exact same totem pole as the Kardashians.
That's true. I mean, they're celebrating their 10-year.
Yeah.
10 years.
Can you believe it?
10 years on the air.
Yeah.
Tonight, they're celebrating. Well, they've had all month long.
Yeah.
Every episode. And I'm really surprised, sincerely,
how
the last 10 years of the Kardashians have mirrored.
Oh my God!
Our lives.
I know.
What about the episode that they went to Mykonos in Greece?
Yes,
they flew first class.
Yeah,
and they were on the ocean,
and I'm sure they paid for it since they gave those people lots of advertising on their show. Yeah,
and remember last month?
Yes,
we went in our little camper to Jellystone, and
we rented a camper.
Yes.
So they rented. They had their probably private plane, or they rented a private plane. I don't know if they had it or they rented it. We rented our camper to Eureka, Missouri,
to see the solar eclipse of the sun, which was like once in a lifetime thing.
Yes.
We lit that little candle, and we all had Subway.
Yes.
Right around that little camp.
They
camper
had
table.
Dancers come out to their place and dance for them.
Yeah. Daddy danced for us that night.
Yeah, he did. He was like, ooh, the solar eclipse of the sun. I love it. You're so right, though. I mean, it's amazing what those people have done. Those people have done in the 10 years.
Yeah.
And they certainly have a family business. I mean,
I know.
We have a family business. If only we knew 10 years ago what could take place in our life.
Yeah.
10 years.
I know, like in 2008 when the market crashed, their stock just skyrocketed.
Skyrocketed.
Yeah. And our truck was broke down, and then it was like broke down for like 3 weeks. And then when we finally got it back on the road, there was no work.
No work.
We were like, what? Wait, what? How did that happen? And remember when Kim was in Paris and she got robbed and they taped her up and they got her ring stolen?
Yeah.
Remember when Dad was at the truck stop in Peoria?
Yeah.
They stole all his batteries out of his, and then for whatever reason, the right tire in the back.
Yeah.
Damn, parallel lives.
Yeah, I mean.
Screwy.
Exactly, right.
And Chris, she got divorced because Bruce turned into a woman.
Yeah.
And Norm.
You're celebrating, you know, an anniversary.
Storm and Norman.
He's basically.
All his testosterone is pretty much
gone.
The tubes.
And how does it feel?
And he's like, he could probably wear a man's ear.
Yeah.
He could
use that.
He probably could.
You know, he could probably do that. And you know what? I think at some point.
This is crazy. It's like OMG.
Does art mimic life or does life mimic art?
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know.
That's deep, Julie. It's reading, profound.
I know. I was reading someplace because you had told me, and I get their names confused all the time.
Which
like,
the girls?
Yeah, because they're all.
I know every single one
you
of them.
You do?
Let
and
me
you
know.
Throw it out. He goes, did you hear? I go, what? Kylie's pregnant.
Oh, yeah, oh, I told you that.
And in my mind, I thought I kept thinking Chloe. Oh, good. No, she's pregnant. Okay,
no,
cool.
But then you, and I said, no, it's not her. And you went, oh, the one that's already had all those kids. No, that's Courtney.
And I'm like, oh.
I'm going, Kylie, the baby, the mogul.
I go, no way.
Yeah.
I go, no.
She's pregnant.
20 years, I don't think she's 21.
And I'm going to say something to you. Not just like 5 days ago did I predict.
You did predict this.
That something was going to happen with her, something big, because she could not go on like this. This is so not her.
As she keeps saying, as she does more reality show, I'm just not really meant to be on reality shows. Girlfriend, get up. But I
keep saying like that. I'm just not meant to be in trucking.
Yes.
I just don't get it.
I don't get how
we're still making the same wages we made in 1970.
You know, why did you not get on the bandwagon? And, you know, you and Kylie, very, very. I mean, you had your first kid when you were 20.
Yeah.
She'll have her first kid when she's 20.
She had her lips done. She had big lips. I had that infection.
Yeah, infection. And your lips are huge.
they got swollen crazy.
Yeah.
Luckily, the medicine helped. But
yeah, exactly.
But just like, oh, cray-cray.
Right.
Cray-cray.
Exactly.
And I know, and like Kris Jenner, she's dating a black man now.
Yeah.
And well, but when I was in physical therapy, there was a black man next to me and I went, good going.
You guys were in the same time frame and you guys were like,
I said, you're looking good.
You guys had a little physical therapy romance. Yeah, a little physical therapy romance.
That's right.
You guys support each other.
Yeah.
You know, at that time.
he said, thanks, Missy.
You know,
thanks,
I mean,
Missy.
And, you know, I'm like.
Oh, what about you? You had your fling with.
Yes.
With a black man.
I have. And, well, and it's like, you know, a lot, like, you know, Kylie, for sure, she loves her rappers.
Yes.
And I love Chance the Rapper.
Yeah,
and
I do
love
too.
That Twix bar. You know, not Twix, it's a Kit Kat bar.
I love that Kit Kat bar.
I like, so I can see. Well, and also, too, in one of the episodes, okay, what's the second one? The old second,
Chloe,
youngest, second
Kim,
youngest.
Kendall.
Kendall was talking about how she had sleep paralysis.
Yes,
I have actually experienced sleep paralysis,
especially
several
with
times,
your Lyme disease.
Several times my Lyme disease when it was really active, and then during really deep light body work, hypnosis light body work.
Yeah,
it is freaky.
Yeah,
they're not. It's not, and so I have that in common with her
as well.
So we really are on the same page.
Yes.
All the way around.
Oh, my God.
I was reading someplace, though, because I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that Kylie was pregnant.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, it's not like she doesn't know about birth control.
Right.
I'm guessing. It is the wildest thing.
What if it's a virgin birth?
It could be. But I think with all her money and she wants to have tons of kids before she's 30, I think she doesn't care.
No.
I think she's like, I'll take, no problem, I'll hire a nanny.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. I want kids.
Yeah.
You know? And now I'm a business mogul at 20. And maybe she is.
She's like the 10th richest woman in America.
It is effing crazy.
Yeah.
Effing crazy.
And
thank you, Chris. I think we have to thank Chris and whoever, what team she hired.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Kylie isn't a business mogul. I'm not saying from the womb she just didn't have this sharp business mind,
mm-hmm.
but They weren't focusing that on the sea. That wasn't the focus during the Kardashians 10 years, is how incredibly a business genius she was.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't the focus. So I'm not saying it wasn't, you know, but, you know. But somebody was writing
down on Twitter.
I remember
when we were driving down the highway,
yeah,
and we saw this semi pulled over, yeah, and it had lost its load, you know? Yeah. And we went, oh, my God. And then we saw Julie in the middle of the highway. Yeah. You were helping this black man.
Yeah.
He picking up his load and everything.
Yeah.
So I've
done my part.
You've done your part, girlfriend.
So I was thinking about this yesterday, too, about Kylie. And I just, you know, you wonder if she, in her mind, she doesn't really want the whole family. Like, she's got a family. Mm-hmm. It's her sisters. Mm-hmm. And it's her mom. It's her other mom, you know, her dad. And like she doesn't want the traditional, right, let's get married for the rest of our lives together, right, and let's just have kids.
Right.
I think, you know, I don't know. I think it's very interesting. I'm going to be curious to see how this looks for her 10 years from now. And as God is my witness at this moment, 10 years from now, my life will look significantly different than it is now.
As God is my witness.
God, when I'm watching the 20-year anniversary of the Kardashians, I swear,
are we going to be still doing this?
I am not doing
trucking.
Because
we've been doing this 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember our very first podcast?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
We used to just take
phone calls.
And then
it was on, what was it? What was
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
And you would do readings.
I would just do readings for people. We'd open up the lines and we'd go, and people would, I mean, we had like tons of people just waiting.
And we did, and I don't know why we stopped doing it, except it didn't become fun for us, I think. Or what was the reason why we stopped doing it?
I think we did it for a long time.
We did.
And then, from what I remember, that somebody called us and said, hey, you know, we're starting this radio thing,
yes,
and you could be possibly the new girlfriends or whatever,
right,
and they wanted us to take like lessons or something,
right, get coached,
yeah,
yes.
So we still stayed on, but we went to a different radio.
I can't remember that place is called now.
I don't
Chicago
know,
something,
yeah, but we were on that weekly, yes, and we were, we coached, like we'd have to do a program,
right,
and then the lady would come back on, and she would, you know,
right,
remember, tell us, and she wanted us to be very, very like interview people that had done autobiographies,
right,
and, like Condoleezza Rice. We were so serious.
So not us. It was a drag.
I know.
It was a real drag.
So we did that for like about a year.
Near the one of the last ones, we did. I go, we're not going to do the same. We're going to do the way we want to do it. And
she goes, this is your best one ever.
I'm like, really? Because this is what we want to do.
This is what we do. Yeah, we're trying to fit into your damn mold. And then she goes, oh my God, this was your best ever. We go, yeah, because we did what we wanted.
Yeah.
We didn't care.
Yeah. Thank God BBS Radio doesn't do it to us.
Yes.
They take us as we are.
Yeah.
Better
and
for
we
worse.
We take them as they are.
Exactly. We have a good symbiotic relationship.
That's
you
right.
Know? But as God is my witness, 10 years from now, I am going to stand firm on what I'm going to, you know, what's going to be happening with us. We're going to be out of trucking for sure.
We're going to be out of trucking for sure. I hope. They're still not. I don't know, Jill. Sometimes I just think like you're going to transfer.
Well, the reason why we add trucking, because they will only have undrivable trucks. I mean, they'll just have automatic drivers.
Yeah. That's right. Because only robots will drive.
It'll be an obsolete
You'll be the robot's assistant. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to a podcast, and I don't know if I mentioned this before. Joe Rogan was talking about how he was in some country, and they were, or someplace. I don't know if it was a different country or not, but he was in his hotel room before a show, and he was watching the Kardashians. He can only find the Kardashians on. It was a marathon, and he was watching
it.
No,
really?
And then after it was all said and done, he goes, I just blew this many hours watching the Kardashians. What am I doing? And he goes, then I had to go and find something cerebral to
then
watch.
I had to take a shower.
Yeah, and then he talked about how you need the Kardashians. He goes, I need the Kardashians, yes, to experience the difference and then want something else.
Yes.
And I think that's true. I mean, I think sometimes with the Kardashians give us is just this escape. You know how, what does Gwyneth Paltrow call her?
Goop.
But what is it really called? It's called like a luxury, or she calls her website something like an inspirational site. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, inspire yourself to buy an $80 spoon. Mm-hmm. You know, inspire yourself
to buy the,
you know,
the marble egg that goes up your vajayjay.
Yes. You know, inspire yourself for that. It's an inspirational goop.
Good Lord, Julie. Good Lord. Yeah. And we're still doing this 10 years later.
I can't even go there.
Oh, my God.
But I was reading some kind of comment about Kylie. I don't do Twitter very well. I mean, I don't get it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was reading some of the comments. I was just quickly going, not on Twitter, but from somebody else's, I don't know. But anyway, someone said, oh, my gosh, Kylie's pregnant. We find out. The same weekend they're having their 10th anniversary. Chris is a genius.
Chris is a marketing genius.
Chris is a marketing genius.
I think I could do something like that if I had like 6 kids and a husband that turned, you know, I could do something with
that's a good point.
Given the resources
and also given the fact that maybe you go, if I can take 10% off of each one of my kids' salary, I can become a momager. A momager. Trademarked by Kim, so we're not, you
trademarked,
know,
yes.
But, you know, thank you, Kim. Not Kim. Chris.
No, Chris.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
But in my whole life, I've never seen how, you know, there was always nepotism, I felt, in the world. You know, you do what your parents do and so forth.
Yeah.
But now it's so obvious in social media.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Cindy Crawford's daughter. She's 15.
Yes.
She's already a model. She already has a social media site, and she's probably making tons of money off of her Instagram.
Right. These kids, that's how these kids, like Kylie said, I don't pay one penny for marketing. I do everything off of Snapchat.
No. Yes.
And Instagram.
You're like, what?
That's what? To me, that's amazing.
Oh, for sure.
That's amazing.
And all the marketers out there are going, what?
Oh, no.
What?
It's a new day.
It's a brand new day. Our job is obsolete. So it is very interesting, you know, this whole thing. And I have to come clean. I mean, I just love the Kardashians. I love, in the background, I mean, I have Netflix. I can watch whatever I want to have.
Yeah,
watch.
But in the background, you'll have.
And I think, too, it's the color. It's always so bright.
Yes.
And it's always, I don't think it's ever rained. Wherever they live, it's always sunny where the Kardashians put their feet, you know? I mean, I remember watching X-Files years ago, and I'm like, wherever they're filming this, it never stops raining. Seattle, you know, Vancouver. Yeah, oh, my God, it never stops raining.
Yeah. They're always in. Yeah, you're right. It's so beautiful. Like they met at Nobu, which is this very famous restaurant to celebrate one of the kids' birthday. And then that reminded me, like, when we used our app at McDonald's to grab a bite to eat. Just like mirror images. Oh my God. Can't believe it. I remember too, like when they first started out, they had a Land Rover.
Yes.
And 10 years later, I think Kylie got a Ferrari.
Yeah.
From Tyga.
Yeah.
Which is not the baby dad right now.
No, he's so generous. He gave her a Ferrari. I'm thinking he leased it.
And
for
like
a year
10
or two.
Years ago, you had your little Dodge Neon and.
Yeah.
Today you still have your little Dodge Neon. It's got a little rust now, but it's been a good car overall.
Well, here's what happens to me in cars, because I'm not a car girl. At some point, I keep the car so long, it's worth more to me than selling it.
That's the truth, isn't it?
I'll get $200 for this. Well, it's got way more $200 of value for me. I'll ride this thing until it falls apart.
Exactly.
I really have to up my ante in life, because I think the Kardashians are going, I don't want to ever drive in a rust bucket. I'm like, well, why not? It has four wheels.
You know, wait, listen, if it's got rust on it, the paparazzi leave you alone.
Right. I would think they leave me alone.
Yeah.
They just need to take it down a notch or two, the paparazzi, and then, you know, They drive in their Bentleys and the Ferraris.
I know. Like we go, who's what kind of paparazzi is going to chase after us in our Kia?
No one. Except the guy I cut off accidentally. Yeah, exactly. Because of my blind spot from my Lyme disease, I didn't realize the car was coming. And that guy followed me for a long time.
I know in the 10 years I've seen Chris get 3 facelifts.
Yes.
But you know what I've had, honey? I've had gracelifts.
You have.
We've been lucky.
We've had a lot of love.
My dad had his heart attack, and he's still here with us.
He has vertigo. He had not just little vertigo. He had vertigo, the big V.
Capital V.
Yeah, for 3-4 months.
And he still can't walk a straight line. No, he still can't. By God, he's out there in the truck.
Oh, God. I say that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean.
God help us. Yes. More grace, please. More grace.
And then, you know. Well, what I think the biggest thing we have in common, now I would disagree with this, but you would, I think, would be totally in agreement with this.
What?
Is that their daughter, you know, Chris's daughters can get a little mouthy towards her.
Oh, yes.
And you have said on many occasions, are you raising your voice to me? I go, I'm not raising my voice to you. You're raising your voice to me.
Because you think I'm hard of hearing.
I do. Yeah. And you go, I think you're raising your voice to me. I would, and so I don't know why Chris doesn't knock that crap down, but I think that you would think that I
just said it this morning.
You did say this morning.
Yeah.
We're having a conversation. He said, are you raising your voice? We're having a discussion here and you're raising your voice to me. I'm like, what the fuck? I go, maybe I have the hearing loss and I can't hear myself talk. You know? And then I think,
but the truth is, Julie's like, you know, I have to, you know, like, Julie, I don't have my glasses. Where do I sign on this thing? She goes, yeah. Job security.
Job security. Yay. Yeah. Just right here, mom, right here.
Is.
God, please help us.
Dear Lord, we're still here, Julie. We thought for sure we were going to be gone.
I know.
All this would be like just a distant memory. But
I don't think we've talked about this yet, have we? About the rapture part?
I don't think we did, but if you looked on the intranets,
yes,
on the YouTubers, like a million people were predicting September 23rd
yes.
is the rapture. For those of you that don't know the rapture.
Yes. It was actually going to take place or was going to begin.
Right.
And looking at the signs in the sky, you know, you go, wait a minute, this really could happen.
Yeah, it was all astrological. And yeah. It was also, you know, preceded by a lot of earthquakes and hurricanes.
Right.
And destruction and fire. And
we're having.
And everybody's like. You know, and yeah, and we're having like a heat wave. Like it was like 97.
Yeah.
In northern Illinois in the end of September. Yeah. This is cray cray.
So yeah, it was pretty, it's pretty cray cray. It's pretty sad. And you go, what you realize is that for some people right now, the end of the world is happening for them. And,
true. That's
you know,
true.
With Harvey, I'm going to take it down a notch a little bit.
Take it down.
Because we had gone down this rabbit hole a couple times in the last couple weeks on YouTube and other things and about, you know, the astrological thing that was occurring in the sky.
Right.
It's Virgo, the mm-hmm. Virgin, mm-hmm. you know, Jupiter is in her womb mm-hmm. And it talks about that in the Bible, mm-hmm. you know, a little mm-hmm. bit. And you're like, oh, wow, this could be mimicking it, you know, and so forth. And they're talking about all this water issues is mm-hmm. like her water breaking. And
correct.
Like, and, you know.
Correct.
And you're going, oh, holy cow. And then one person was talking about how the two hurricanes, is it a coincidence that one is named Jose, which is?
Joseph.
Yes. And one's named Maria.
Mary.
And they're mingling off the,
They're doing a dance, the dance of love.
Exactly. And it's just, you just go, well, this is.
That's it done. It's the rapture.
And you said to me the other day, going, I would be okay.
I'd literally
be okay. I am watching the Kardashians explode into this huge, humongous success, and I don't really know what they've done yet. I still can't figure out one thing they
We're
really
We're celebrating 10 years of them, and they're just getting wealthier. And like Courtney, who's a pain in the ass, really, is on the cover of Architectural Digest
yes.
with this monstrosity of a palace.
And then we hear...
And she doesn't even really do anything
right.
but
the... And I love the fact that they talk about, are you going to go to Bible study tonight? Are you going to Bible study tonight? You're like, what the heck? And then you said that you were reading, you were listening to this one person talk about how he's a pastor of their church.
Yeah, he was, I saw it on, Pop Entertainment, but they were interviewing him, and he said that he had gone through a series of a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And so he was working at a Starbucks as a barista, and he said, I was just trying to get my life together, just showing up to work, you know,
right.
Giving it all to God and just trying to get my life together. And he said Kris Jenner would come in basically every day and we'd talk. And then one day she came in and said, you know what? The Lord told me that we need a church in this area and you're supposed to start it. And now he's like this pastor of this great big church in Calabasas.
I mean, can you imagine?
And, you know, I mean, you're like, wait, what?
I know. And so what you realize is that you can, is God works through us all.
You think about 10 years ago, we had a black president.
Yeah.
Now we got an orange one.
Yes.
Orange is the new black.
Guys, exactly how that goes?
I think so.
Is black the new orange? No, orange is the new black.
Orange is the new black.
Yeah. Somebody have had to have said that joke already, right?
I did.
Okay, you did. Well, if you're the only one, that's pretty impressive.
Kudos to me.
Kudos
I'm
going
to trademark
you.
That, just like Kris Jenner trademarked Momager.
Right. Well,
before that was just kind of like being a bitch.
Right. Yes.
You know,
exactly.
Like, you're like, oh, my mom's controlling me.
Yeah.
She's now it's like, oh, they got a name for it.
Kris is a genius.
Yeah, she is.
She really is.
Yeah.
I was looking, though, at an old picture of Kylie. Like, you can see on, like, when she was a little kid. Like,
yeah.
She does not look anything.
Nothing.
I mean, I don't know what work she's done. It's pretty amazing, because if you saw her now, you're going,
unrecognizable.
And she doesn't look like she's had work. She doesn't look like she's had work. Well, I mean, like, she's only a person that looks funny.
She looks like, to me, when I see her, she looks like a caricature. You know, there's just these people that just now look like a caricature, like the big doe eyes,
right?
Big lips, and she wears
perfect
this.
Perfect nose, yeah.
She wears this, I think that they all wear these, like, girdles, but I forget that, you know, make waist cinchers.
Yes.
So, I mean, she's got this, you know, the real tiny waist and then the wider hips now.
So,
and I think that's, it just looks like.
Well, another comparison
Jessica
to them
Rabbit.
And us is that we work really hard, and they talk about they're always working all the time.
They're always so tired because
they're
work
working so,
hard. So
much. And they're saying this as they have someone be working on their hair, someone's doing their nails, someone's doing their
pedicure.
Pedicure, thank you.
You don't even know what it is.
That's how bad we are.
We have to call daddy.
Yeah,
dad, cut my toenails, please. Where's my glasses?
I just forbid. Paying money for something that grows back in 2 weeks. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just crazy talk, you know. But they're working really hard because they have to show up for doing. I mean, so I guess if your life was all about, if your life was spa day 24/7,
yeah,
I guess that would feel like work eventually.
That's work eventually, yeah. Or like if someone says, hey, we're opening up a club in Vegas and we need you to show up for 20 minutes.
And it takes you 4.5 hours to get the perfect look down.
And 4.5 hours to get there and all that. And then they give you $200,000.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And in our eyes, we see you only work for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, no. The prep counts.
Yes.
The prep work counts.
Exactly.
And I had to think about what I
had. So
our
they were there for you.
All this stuff.
I'm like, Dad, like when he goes up to Middleton, Wisconsin, it's an 18-hour day.
It's an 18-hour day. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know? So our lives are mirrored completely.
Mirrored. Total mirrors.
So getting back to the destruction. and, you know, several times, like you said, I'd be okay if we were raptured up.
I did say that.
You know, and
it was really, I was really truthful when I said it.
It's been a hard week.
Yeah.
I think the Kardashians had brought in some feelings as well.
It has, because it's just like, I choose to have a channel on. I always have something on in the background.
Right.
It's not like I'm watching.
No, you're not watching.
It's
just tons of stuff going on.
I don't even have the volume on.
No.
But then it's like, you know, some kind of like alternate reality.
Right.
But yeah, you were talking about, when we were talking about like the rapture coming, and we did say, you know, it wouldn't be so bad if we could all be together. We we actually had a little ceremony, a little baptism for Elliot,
yeah,
who has a skin condition right now, unfortunately. Yeah. But so that if we, me and you and Dad, are going to go, we're going to take Elliot with us.
Yeah, I'll have talked about Elliot in a second or two, because I want to put this on our podcast, so mm-hmm. I am committed doing this. Mm-hmm. I want to set a goal for myself and commit to it.
And just because you say it on the podcast, you'll yeah. do it. Okay.
Well, and I want you to keep, I want you to
remind you.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Do the mother thing that okay. you have, that you're so well at doing. You know, you accomplish a goal by two ways, mm-hmm. by stick or by carrot, you know, and I think, you know, maybe you could be my stick
yeah.
and my carrot. It's right. I don't know. so, but we were looking at all the stuff that was going on and talking about, we talked about Mary and Joseph already, right?
I think so, okay. yeah.
But when Harvey hit, I felt sad by it.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't feel this complete, I think because it's, you know, it's in a continental U.S. They could leave, we could get him help.
True.
I felt like they have such a poor design of Houston anyway, like mm-hmm. they didn't think it would be growing this fast, mm-hmm. so they have very little zoning stuff, mm-hmm. and maybe this would be a way that they could recreate the city in a more that could really mm-hmm. go with what's going to be happening in mm-hmm. the future,
build it better
mm-hmm. and I felt like once they got through this hump and the waters went away, maybe this could happen, or they would move or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be this horrific thing. But seeing the destruction of the Caribbean has yes. just affected me in such a way that I don't even know what to do.
Right.
Because we can't help them. I mean, we physically mm-hmm. can't help them.
Remember when Katrina happened? We actually went to every house
yeah.
in our subdivision and said, you know, we said we're going to be collecting. Not that day, but 2 days right. later, and we asked for, like, we had blankets.
Yeah.
And then we said, just put it on your front porch, and then we started collecting. We had yeah. a whole truck full
yeah.
that we brought to yeah. Iowa.
Yeah.
And it was so cute, because I always remember this one lady, she just said, can you make sure this $100 bill goes to somebody?
Yeah.
And it was weird, because when the guy that we hired to take everything down in the truck,
yeah.
I get, the last thing I do is give him this $100 bill, and I'm like, I'll never see that again.
And you're just like, well, you know what? He's doing this. He deserves a $100 bill.
Exactly. But yeah. we had lots of blankets. And
oh, yeah. They're not asking for that same stuff again.
No, they're not.
And then maybe because they got it became such a Salvation Army kind of thing. They're yeah. like, we don't need that right now.
Yeah.
And we need to assess. We need to get people fresh water, you know, and so forth. And food. But with these islands in the Caribbean, and thinking about being out of power for 4 or 6 months, and you go, well, how do you get fresh water when you're surrounded
yeah,
by
yeah.
salt water?
Yeah.
How does this happen? And do these governments have, I mean, you're talking about how one Barbados, no.
Dominica. Yes.
They actually had a reserve of food.
Yes.
A huge amount of reserve
food. Huge reserve.
And they gave it to St. Bart's.
Correct.
Because they thought, well, there'd be no way that we would get hit again
right.
so close.
Right.
And literally 2 weeks later, they got destroyed.
Yeah, and they had no reserves.
And then you go, what does that tell you? What does yeah. that teach you? And generosity, and it only gets, I mean, you know, literally, yeah. you know, basically no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
That's
your lesson.
That's what you were taught.
Yeah.
From this scenario, yeah. no good deed goes unpunished.
Well, you know, the reality is that was a good deed, but they did not take care of themselves, though.
Right.
Well,
they probably felt like we could replenish this in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, but 2 weeks later, guys, you're going to be hit.
Yeah.
So
I remember Jennifer Lopez going on, I don't know, whatever, Snapchat or something, asking. She said that she had relatives in the islands, and the communication's all cut off. So they can't even find out how they're doing.
Right.
I think that would be a hard thing.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be able to have communication.
And I do know the airport, I think, is almost always open up in Puerto Rico, which is like the first goal.
Good.
Because when the airport is open, they can get supplies in.
Yeah.
And we can figure this out. And like you said, a dam broke.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, they're like, well, a lot of water issues. So it's like the pregnancy, the water breaking.
Yes.
And so in some ways, we are having horrific, not, and we only know about the stuff that's happening over here.
Right.
You know, we have the Mexican, the earthquake in Mexico.
Yeah, there were two of them.
Right.
Yeah.
There was one that occurred, and then this guy we were listening to, he said, oh, you know, it just occurred. There's going to be another one coming really soon.
And a big one.
And a bigger one. Yeah. And it just, the next day it happened. Yeah. And it's like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah. And I was listening to a reporter on CNN, a longtime reporter. He was down in one of the things. He goes, Anderson, I don't get this. I've never seen anything like this. What in the world is going on? And we've heard people say this.
Well, and we
kind of feel like, you know, the end times. And then North Korea had an earthquake.
Wait, North Korea had an earthquake?
Yeah, like about a day ago, day or two ago. Oh. And because they were saying they saw this, and they go, did he launch another rocket?
Right.
And they went, no, it was an earthquake near the sites that they...
Oh, interesting.
That they, and I just read on a tweet from Trump today saying that that North Korea is no longer going to exist or something like that.
Yeah.
Trump, did you hear that?
I don't know, but I know that I saw a news report saying that North Korea says that, you know, it is inevitable that there will be a bomb on U.S. soil.
Ratcheted up for sure.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
About the word ratcheted.
Uh-huh.
I have literally heard the word riffraff about 20 times in the last week, and
yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody heard it, and now everybody's talking about riffraff.
Yeah.
Keeping the riffraff out. Oh, it's just expensive enough to keep the riffraff out.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And yesterday, or 2 years ago, are they talking about me? Am I the riffraff?
I said that. I was making a joke, but yes, that was true.
Yes. And you're like, I'm like, no, I don't think we're the riffraff. We're trying to keep out.
No, but we're the Kardashians.
I was listening to a Frank Kern. I can't really tell you what it was about, but it
was something.
It was something.
It was something, girlfriend.
And one
it was
of
7 hours
selling,
long.
Yeah, one of his selling pitches was about, it's expensive enough to keep the riffraff out.
Did he say that? Really?
Yes. And we were at our lot at Jellystone this week.
Yes.
I had gotten exemplary in one of my tests.
And you were celebrating.
I was celebrating. So I went swimming.
Yeah.
And in this 90-degree water.
Yes.
And
we went to the adult swim.
Yes. And there were two adults, and they had brought their beer with them, because that's what you do at Jellystone. When the kids are away,
I had
the
this moment. There was nobody there but just these two adults. And,
yeah.
And I went, and they were not married.
Right.
At least to each other.
No.
And I went, is a Jellystone a swingles place?
A swingles?
Oh, my God.
It is. It's a swingers.
Yes.
I think it is.
Oh, my God.
I think it is. I think it wouldn't be hysterical.
Oh, my God.
I mean, when you...
Dad and I, in our old age, we become swingers.
What you realize is that, like, they were both complaining that it was expensive.
Yeah.
But they had both been there for, like, one was there 18 years,
yeah.
One was there for 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it's not prohibitive. I mean, you're still there. And then one said... And it could be because we got such a great deal in our thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you bought a new park model and a new golf cart, you're probably talking about $60,000.
Oh, yeah.
And so I can see why it might be prohibitive.
Yeah.
But we got lucky.
Yes.
You know? And so we were chit-chatting, and then one woman goes, or the man goes, it's just expensive enough to keep the riffraff out.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
I'm like, but we're here, baby.
Yeah. But you had told me
that. Didn't keep us out.
You had told me that some other time, like you hear, oh yeah, they said they're doing this to like, keep the riffraff out. I'm like, who the heck are these riffraffers? And I want to know where they come from, because they must be everywhere. And so Frank Kern was talking about, it's expensive enough to keep the riffraff out.
That's right.
And then he
those
said
no
this.
Good riffraffers.
This is for people who have a business. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and if your business can't afford $400 a month,
mm-hmm.
you got other issues with your business. And I go, oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was very interesting.
So. Tonight we high class. We are the riffraff.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but why is riffraff?
I'm keeping my sunglasses.
I wonder
on
if we mix the words up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's it called when you take a word? And
dyslexia?
No.
That's oh, right. Anagrams?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
You take riffraff. Is it spelled rap shirt?
Oh.
You know?
We thought, remember that one time, though, we were at me and you were like, we were thinking, oh, maybe this is the day they're going to get raptured, and Dad didn't come home. And it's just me and you. We go, damn it. How did Dad get there?
Yeah, Dad got raptured. And we didn't. I go, life is horrible. And then you go like this.
That's not fair.
Would Dad's life insurance policy not, is there a rapture clause?
Yes, exactly.
He's not dead. What do you mean he's not dead?
Yeah.
There's no body. He's been raptured.
Yeah.
We don't pay
we
for raptured.
We have a death certificate.
We don't have to. We don't pay for raptured. I go, what do you mean?
It's an act of God.
It's an act of God. Do you pay for act of God?
Yeah.
Let me see here. Wouldn't that be weird, though? Like, I wonder if the insurance companies wouldn't pay.
I wonder. Damn those insurance companies. We don't pay for riffraff.
Yeah, we don't pay for we don't give to the left behinds. You know. You snooze, you lose.
That's right.
You know, you have enough faith.
I was just saying, if you people are scared of the rapture, all you gotta do is just not believe.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And
we're still here, Julie.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I mean, there's a lot of people who don't believe in the rapture, probably a lot of people who never heard the rapture. You know.
Oh, but they're buying food.
Yeah.
They're buying those 20-year pancakes, trust me.
Because they're like, when is the next? Well, I kept thinking about us. You know, we live in a, we've had a flash flood once in our neighborhood.
Right, yeah.
And I don't understand why.
I don't either, but it was scary, though.
It was scary, yeah. And because we don't have flood insurance.
No.
And so it could happen here. A flood could happen, but you'd have to have like a backup someplace else. Like we're higher than other places,
right.
So somewhere you'd have to have sandbagged us in to get the water from, you know,
yes.
Staying,
yeah. Right.
Or whatever. But we could have an earthquake, I guess. But
we're on a fault line.
We're on a fault
we
line.
We literally are on a fault line.
We are. We're on little.
We
earth.
Are. Literally
yeah, we really, literally are.
On a fault line. We've checked it out,
and we have a street that literally 4 miles away called Sink Hollow.
Yeah,
and it's called Sink Hollow because there's a shitload of sinkholes.
Exactly,
and literally
sinkholes.
You see,
and my first book was called Sinkhole Demise.
Yes.
Come on.
Scary. Yeah.
Scary.
So I understand all that stuff. I go, so we have food saved, but we're not, and we could have tornadoes. We've been touched by tornadoes.
Yes.
In this complex.
Right.
And around us. So, which we haven't had anything like that this year.
No.
Isn't that wonderful?
Just had the heat.
At this moment. But overall, I think the summer was mild.
It's been a pretty good year. Yeah.
I love it, though. You know, you're on the budget plan for gas, and which means you just pay a monthly payment all year round.
Right.
So you don't have this huge inflow.
Yes, as opposed to like at Christmas time, your bill's $1,000.
Right. Yeah. And on the note, because last year your budget was $45 a month, you're like, whoa, because you overpaid the following year.
Right.
And this time it's high again. It's like $145 or something
yes.
like that.
Yes.
And in there was a note saying, due to the fact that it was so warm the last two winters, we're projecting it should be definitely colder this year.
What?
And so we're assuming that you're going to need more gas, and that's why you're up this much. And I'm like,
really?
Have you not heard of global warming?
Really?
I mean, we're hoping that it stays warm again.
Yeah.
And warm is relative.
Yeah.
It's just we previously, like 3 or 4 years ago, we had a couple of days that were when Dad had the year that Dad had his heart attack, that was a cold winter. I mean, it was -10. When we were driving up to Michigan to get Dad from his heart attack.
Yes.
I mean, you said, Julie, it's a -20 here. I go, just hold on because the van's running. Yeah. We're okay.
And all the windows had ice on the inside, and it was -20. It was like about 1 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
And we're traveling.
It was
up.
Beautiful sky.
It kind of reminds me when the Kardashians went to skiing in Montana,
yes.
And they had all that fur on, and
yes.
They got real cold, though.
Yeah.
And they had to drive real fast to the airport because it was kind of scary.
It's kind of
when
cold.
We were driving our old van to the,
yeah.
to the Michigan when Dad had his heart attack, and
exactly.
It was like we had like the ice was like 2 inches thick on the
yeah.
inside, and you were saying, "Don't worry, Mom. Once we hit the lake,
we'll
get lake effect.
We'll get lake effect.
It'll be 20 degrees warmer."
Yes,
and I was like, "Please, God, let's get to the."
And it did, didn't it? Got 20
it
degrees
did.
Warmer.
It did. You were so right, Julie.
I was so right. And the weird thing is that it wasn't. There was no snow. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because that is the one thing I hated about that Michigan run.
Yeah.
Is that all winter long it was lake effect snow and lake effect snow and lake effect snow. There's nothing worse than driving 300 miles going 20 miles an hour. I mean, you just go, please, dear God, rapture me up now. I can't take one more day of this.
Because, like, when Chloe has to get all her glamour and the makeup and everything, that sometimes that takes a long time.
Well, also, they can, you know, when they're in their California traffic, they are only going 20 miles an hour.
Yes, that's true.
So it's true. Our life mimics them. We both speak English. English is our second, you know, our second language. Our first language.
What was our first language? Julie? It's kind of like gaga, gaga.
Baby talk.
Yeah.
Or like my first language is, holy cow, I don't know what the world's going through. I can't understand any of it. I think that's what I spend most of my day doing. I don't understand the world.
We spend a lot going, oh my God, this makes no sense.
This makes no sense.
There was something yesterday we were talking about, and it was just like ass backwards again.
Like, what?
Yeah, like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, like, lots of the world right now.
Yes.
Is just. This
doesn't make any sense. Well, it doesn't make any sense of this, too. We're going to spend billions upon billions upon billions of dollars fixing what was taken away in a month worth of.
Yeah.
And yet, when after it's all said and done, and people will have. Like, hey, if we had these breaks in, you know, out in the ocean, these kind of,
hurricanes?
No, they're just called, like, you know, concrete breaks. It will stop the surge coming in.
Oh, okay, got it.
But it'll cost $10
billion. Right.
And Congress won't pass it because it'll cost $10 billion, but we'll have to pay $100 billion to fix the mess.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I know our country's so big, but like other countries in Europe, they do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was Norway because they have actually raised their platforms in the sea,
mm-hmm.
you know, their oil rigs, because they know that the oil is, you know, the oceans are going to rise. Mm-hmm. They've raised them up.
Smart.
But I think, if I'm not mistaken, my brother said that our companies don't do that because they know that if there's an accident, the government will bail them out.
Wow.
But here's the other point. I think those companies are part owned by the government.
Oh, sure.
So they're like, if you know,
that makes sense then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is, it's a crazy ass world. And I don't know.
I was listening to Bill Maher the other day, and he goes, like, nobody reads books anymore.
No.
Yeah, and like the little kids, they'll read a book on their devices.
Yeah.
It's like, when we were kids, the only devices we read our books on was the toilet.
You know, I'm going to complain one more time.
I can remember when Greg was little, because we used to keep the Playboys in the bathroom. And I remember one time Greg was like 3 or 4, and he's sitting on the toilet reading a Playboy. I went, yeah, it's the shape of things to come.
I think now possibly you'd be arrested. They may go, that might be child abuse. I don't know.
I don't know either. No. Possibly.
Well, you nowadays, if you don't have a parent controlling your internet, you're screwed.
Yeah, exactly.
The kids will have seen a ton of things a lot worse.
Yes, exactly.
You know. But those are the years that women didn't shave down there, wasn't it?
Right.
I mean, can you imagine?
So they didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where you're going with that one.
I wasn't going. I was just commenting how the world has changed so much.
Oh, yeah. I don't get it. That's right.
I just don't get the world. You know, now it's spend
girls,
time shaving.
Now
everywhere.
Men manscape.
Oh my gosh. I mean, what is the point? Life is so hard. I don't get the world. I don't get the world.
Why, when I was young, we didn't have any razors to shave our legs. Gosh darn it.
Okay, so real quick, we got to move on because I want to talk real quick about Elliot. I'm not going to do an Elliot's Corner. I'm just going to talk about, because I want to do our movie reviews real quick.
Sure.
Talking to Dad yesterday, and I said, I am going to pay for a trainer to come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And help us figure out how to train Elliot while walking in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We can walk Elliot anywhere else. You know, we can go to a dog park. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We can walk him in downtown Oregon. Walk him in downtown Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine. We can take him on a golf cart, you know, ride in Jellystone.
Mm-hmm.
He's not perfect, but he's fine. We can't walk him in front of our house without him going completely
apeshit
with, if you see the dog, another person walking, a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do about it, except I'm going to have to hire a trainer to come and help me do this. Mom's looking at me going, you're not going to do it. You're like, she's like, don't even commit to that because it's never going to happen. And you're like,
no, I know it is, Julie. I know it is.
How about it happens once I get my classes done and once we do
once
this?
Once your Lyme disease is totally gone.
Well, I'm just tired of feeling like a failure with him. I mean, it's like he's so humiliating.
He is our... What would you shadow. Call that? He's our shadow, or he's our reflection. You know, I mean, because he's a good guy.
Yeah,
he's got a sweet soul.
He does,
but he's untrainable.
No, I guess or we're just horrible trainers. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm to the point though. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
It literally, I don't leave our land anymore with him. Mm-hmm. Normano does, and I say, and he comes back and tells me
some horrible thing that happened.
I go, why do you leave our property?
Yeah,
I said we've got a big enough property here, surrounded by trees. He, you know, mm-hmm. I don't understand why you do that. We take him to dog parks every day. He mm-hmm. runs around there. He, you know, why do you choose to, you know, not mm-hmm. you got great knees. I mean, mm-hmm. what? And he goes, no, I understand. I go, I don't do it anymore. No. I go, because I don't want, I'm done feeling bad about it.
Yeah.
I'm done feeling bad about
right.
it. So, as God's my witness, I would love to be, you know, I mean, we have the right collar.
Yeah.
And
I mean, we do have this hope that, you know, we're going to find the right trainer that's going to give us this magically great dog. And see, I'm used to just like loving people and doggies for who they are.
Right.
And I guess that's not right.
Right. Well, because in our family, we love each other for who they are.
Yes.
Warts and all. And I've had a couple I have had to remove.
Yeah.
So thank you for loving me, warts and all.
Now, that sounds like a Dan Savage yeah, question.
Exactly.
Dan, I'm 30 years old and I have these warts.
What do you think about those?
Please tell me what to do. First of all, tell your partner.
Yes.
First of all, your partner may have given them to you.
Yes.
The second of all, there's an app for that.
Yes, exactly. And it's not a sexually transmitted disease anymore.
It's not
STD. It's not.
STI. No.
STI.
STI.
Just sexually transmitted.
Not STDs, but STIs.
Yes.
Because disease is too judgy.
Too shamey.
Too shamey.
Yeah. Too judgy.
Now it's just an infection.
It's an infection. Yeah. You can get infection like from a cold, like, you know.
Yeah. A doorknob. Toilet seat.
Cozy, yeah. Can you get warts from a toilet seat? You know?
I don't know. You probably can get it from anywhere, really.
I'm starting to think, you know.
What's wrong with the world?
Rapture, please come. But then
we need to, Julie, www.portabletoiletseats.com. We bring our own.
You just gave a wart
free toilet seat.
You just gave everybody a great example.
I know.
A great idea. Yeah, now they're going to take it from us.
Damn.
What's going on?
That might have been our retirement.
So, yeah.
Me and Dad, we're going to work in the meat wagon.
Yeah. That's taken.
Ham wagon.
Yeah.
Or me and you were going to just do fried dough.
Yeah. So, girlfriend, you saw a movie last night.
I did.
Tell me about the movie review.
That was the greatest movie ever. Not really. But it was actually quite cute.
Was it?
It was Baywatch.
Yay!
And it was actually quite cute. I laughed out loud several times. It wasn't as good as Snatched, which I loved. And it was,
well, Snatched.
These are both unexpectedly good movies for me that I did not have any, you know, agenda.
Right.
And that I was like, oh, this is going to be great. Snatched was totally funny.
Right.
And it had several scenes where I literally
literally
laughed out loud.
Yeah.
And Baywatch was cute. And any movie that has my boy The Rock in it,
you're happy. He's eye candy for sure.
Yeah. Remind me, though, after the show's over to tell you about a dream I had last night.
Okay.
Because this dream, I dream about this guy often. And you know who it is probably. But he's a star, a celebrity. I dream about him often, but I've never been able to, like, get him, quote unquote, rabbit ears. And this dream was the closest I've ever gotten.
I don't know who you're talking about. Cause
I'm not going to tell you now. I'll tell you after the show.
Does it begin with a T?
No.
Oh, not that guy.
Oh, wait.
Last name begin with a T. Because you dream about him a lot.
I can't think of this guy's name right now.
Oh, then no worries. It's not The Rock, though? Because you dream about The Rock.
Oh, no. Okay. His name begins with a B.
Okay.
His first name begins with a B.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Oh, yeah, I okay, do.
Yeah. Okay. And so I've never been able to, like, come close.
Yeah.
But last night's dream was the closest I've ever gotten
okay.
to actually he got into my car or my truck.
Oh,
he got into my truck last night.
Oh, interesting. Love
whatever
it.
That means.
Love it. Yeah, whatever that means.
What rhymes with truck? I have no idea, but.
Buck naked. Oh.
Oh. My bucket list.
Yeah. We're going to all in love. Okay. So how many Sherpa hats would you give this?
I'm going to give it 3 out of 4.
Okay. Love it.
4 out of 5.
Okay. 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5.
Right.
For a Saturday night movie?
Yes.
Great.
Hour and a half.
I saw Kingsman with Douglas last night, and it was packed. Didn't get great reviews. I know why. Because it's a crazy movie,
mm-hmm.
but there were several times the audience was laughing out loud because it was not funny, just odd.
Uh-huh.
It's an odd movie.
Yeah,
and
well, isn't Channing Tatum or Tatum?
Yeah,
Channing?
Literally, they must
is
not
he
been able
a cowboy?
To, yeah, he's like a Kingsman, but for the from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have been too expensive to have for the whole movie.
Oh, no.
Because for most of the movie, he's in he's freeze-dried, you know.
So it's great.
He's freeze-dried. We see him in his underwear, and I'm like, oh, there's a sock in there, for sure. And don't even go there. Come on. Come on, really? And so everything's exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wild movie. So if you liked the first one, this is exactly like the first one. Exactly like the first one. If you thought the first one wasn't that great because you're like, I don't know what I'm seeing here. Uh-huh. It makes no sense. Yeah. I mean,
I don't really remember the first one, honestly.
Except
that one church scene.
Right.
He's hypnotized or something.
Yes. Here's the thing about this movie, and I know we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
It really is about... having crazy, unbelievable, almost cartoon-like fight scenes mixed with heart-pounding music,
mm-hmm.
and with people in suits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, all right. Mm-hmm. And, okay. You're like, I don't know. But Jeff Bridges is in it.
Oh, no.
And I just kept thinking, oh, my God, my dad looks like Jeff Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Just looks like Jeff Bridges. So I give it 4 out of 5 Sherpa hats, too, for what it is.
That your dad looks like
Jeff
Bridges.
No, because it's exactly what I was going in for.
Got it.
Which is, but it was a long movie.
Mm-hmm.
It started at, the preview started at 7.
Ooh.
We didn't gather at 9:30.
Ooh, man.
And,
there ain't enough popcorn in the world to
and,
do that.
Well, you know, there is enough popcorn, trust me. And, I had a coughing jag in it at one point. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I had to leave abruptly.
Oh, no.
And
did you get a piece of popcorn in your throat?
No. What was happening is Doug and I got a pizza there because it's, you know, we got pizza there. And I'm taking one bite and I'm realizing I'm not able to chew it or swallow it. For whatever reason, my body is saying, oh, no, you don't. And I'm
oh,
like,
no, you didn't.
I'm hungry. I don't like popcorn. And I did have a protein bar on me, my purse. I started having that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little piece of pizza. Like, don't you want half of this? I got, you know, and it's a very small, you know, it's
sure.
a very small pizza.
Right.
And so I try to get one piece down, and literally, I started to literally cough it up. I run outside and have a coughing jag, and I'm like, this was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened, but my body refused it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, my God. Well, my body did not refuse my dinner last night, unfortunately, but...
What are you going to do, girlfriend?
I just had, like, I don't know why, but it was, like, carb night.
Yeah.
I had beans. I had corn. I
right.
had potatoes.
I would say more starch night than carb.
Starch, that's true.
Because you didn't have noodles.
I had coleslaw.
No.
It was crazy.
Or bread. You just had...
I just wanted all this... It was like... I kind of wanted picnic food.
Right.
You know, like... And I don't
you
know why.
You should just had a big burger.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah. All right, girlfriend. How was the show tonight?
I don't know. But I guess it was great.
All right. It was great.